107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Lots going on this week at Gallery Stratford. Joining us on the phone lines is the director-curator with Gallery Stratford, Angela Braham. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is a busy week this week at Gallery Stratford with the new exhibits happening.
It is. We've got, we were supposed to have 5 new exhibitions opening on Saturday, but 2 of them are going to be delayed due to just life, I guess. But we're really excited about, we've got 5 women who are all at various stages of their careers, various stages in their artistic development, some emerging artists, some more senior artists. It's really exciting. So we've got Gwyneth Chow, who was a Guelph-based artist and has now is down doing her MFA at Emily Carr in Vancouver. So she's got a really fascinating exhibition called Plasticity, and she makes bioplastics out of glycerin, tapioca starch, water, and vinegar, and finds recycled things that should be in recycling bins that are actually in the garbage or around the street, and she coats them with this bioplastic, and it kind of dries to look like this glistening substance that sort of looks partly like vintage glass and partly like plastic, and she's got 567 of these objects.
Wow.
That are displayed on one of the gallery floors, and it's just stunning.
I think that it's going to be have to be seen to be believed. That sounds fascinating.
We believed. It's just, it's beautiful and thought-provoking all at the same time, because it really sort of draws our attention to how much plastic we actually use, and especially when you think about these are all plastics that she collected that should have been in our recycling bins, but aren't.
Okay, let's spotlight Jennifer Smith Windsor with her exhibit.
Jennifer Smith Windsor just recently moved to Stratford a couple years ago, and she collects vintage textiles, in this case vintage military blankets, and repairs the old holes and rips and tears with vintage doilies and embroidery. So, again, another really good example of mixed use and recycling and also creating a beautiful aesthetic object out of it.
Okay, well, we look forward to that as well. And Tracy May with a very special installation that's going to be happening.
Yeah, so I believe you interviewed Tracy a few months back, and she did one of her first installations of Hope and Healing, and she'll be back and working here live on Saturday. So I think that those of you that missed her when she was here back in August, this is a really great opportunity to see an installation come to life in person. She's an amazing Métis artist, and her Hope and Healing installation is something that's traveling across Canada to draw attention to the idea that we need some hope and healing after recovering from the pandemic, but also to draw attention to the residential school children. So it's a really powerful experience, and she's absolutely lovely, and she'll be here to work on the piece and talk to people, as will Jennifer and Gwen. They'll both be here on Saturday as well from 1 to 4.
Oh, so lots going on at Gallery Stratford. That is great news. And Angela, looking back on the summer, I mean, it was a summer of ups and downs, but a successful summer for Gallery Stratford.
We had a great summer. We opened on about almost 2 months ago exactly, so on August 16th, and our new shed space was fantastic. We had we worked with Summer Music, we worked with Springworks, we worked with a couple of independent artists. We've got a lot of individuals who are willing to use our space, so we had the music on the lawn, we had exhibitions, we had our new Art in the Trees. We've had so much going on. It's been fantastic, and it's been amazing watching and just seeing how people are engaging with the arts and are excited that we're sort of back and the arts are alive again in our community. So I think that, I mean, not just us, there were so many arts organizations that really, you know, offered a lot for our community this summer. And it's so great to see people embracing and engaging the arts again.
Oh, absolutely. Gallery Stratford, lots happening, lots kicking off on Saturday. Can we remind folks where the Gallery Stratford is located?
Yeah, we're at 54 Romeo Street, and we do have parking on site, and there's also tons of parking in the park behind us. And we'll be open from noon till 6. Tracy will be starting to work bright and early in the morning, so if you're out for your early morning walk, you can pop by the park and see her. But the actual galleries will be open from noon till 6, and our new hours for the winter are noon to 8, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then noon to 6 the rest of the week. So we're open daily. We just aren't open late every night, but we're always open at noon.
And they're here for you. Gallery Stratford, come and explore. Angela Braham, thanks so much, Angela.
Thank you.